1,700 hours. The retreat bugle call is played at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. The workday is over.
It used to be when we played retreat, say at 5 o'clock in the evening, people are out there on the golf course, they would ignore it.
Dave Boyer grew up in the Miami Valley. For as long as he can remember, Wright-Patterson has been a part of his life. He's a civilian and the chief of the readiness branch in the 88th Air Base Wing.
But now I see people stop, they remove their hat, they turn toward where they think the flag might be. And Wright-Pat used to be kind of almost a hidden gem in the Dayton area. I mean, everybody knew it was there. In fact, old people like my parents would call it the field. You work at the field. But nobody really understood, I don't think, what was going on there so much, or there just wasn't a lot of emphasis on it.
Boyer says that's changed now. People recognize the base like they used to recognize NCR, General Motors, and other manufacturing industries that made up the Dayton story for years. Michael Gessel represents the Dayton Development Coalition. He says now, when he tells folks about Dayton, it's a new story with a focus on Wright-Pat.
The part that we tell is the vibrancy of the Wright-Patterson community, is the growing science and engineering workforce at Wright-Patterson. And this is every much a part of the Dayton story as the declining manufacturing workforce.
I mean, Dayton suffered dramatically. You know, when you lose half your manufacturing jobs, you know, that's a serious hurt on.
Richard Stock is an economist at the University of Dayton.
The dominant thing that constantly runs through my head is that we've lost half our manufacturing jobs in the last 10 years. And so while the BRAC won't make up for that, every little bit helps.
For now, the Miami Valley stands to reap big benefits from all the new things that are coming to Wright-Pat. But undoubtedly, there will be another BRAC. And Gessel says Dayton needs to be prepared.
There are cycles. The strengths of Wright-Patterson today may not be the strengths 25 years from now.
And former Congressman Dave Hobson says while no one can predict when the next BRAC will be or what will come of it,
it's going to be hard to maintain as good as we did last time. That's going to be the challenge. And I don't want to raise expectations. You know, if we just do what we did last time, we'll be fine. That's not true. We're going to have to figure out what the lay of the land is on this one.
And figuring that out isn't easy. For one, it means knowing what the military's needs will be in the future. And then there's the question of money.
Well, there are no guarantees with BRAC. And as you might have been seeing in the paper, the federal government has got a real budgetary crisis on its hand right now. And trying to save money is a big deal.
Tom Wells is the director of the Human Performance Wing at Wright-Patt.
There is just so much here. The infrastructure and my $230 million new Milcon construction out there, brand new. I don't think we're going to walk away from that too soon. I just don't see Wright-Pat going away in my lifetime.
Trying to predict the next BRAC is a little like looking into a crystal ball. There are going to be a lot of factors that will be going into those decisions. Greene County Commissioner Marilyn Reed feels that the community will have a large role to play.
As we look forward, no one should ever take for granted that the base is a static thing. This is our family. Wright-Patterson is our family, and we're part of their family.
Today, the ties between Ohioans and Wright-Patterson are stronger than ever. The benefits of the last BRAC have created a new narrative for Dayton. Reed and others in the region hope that, in the future, the needs of the base and the needs of the community will continue to align. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.